Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. Time to tune your dial to the station and make you smile. This is the realest show on the radio, coming to you live from the Mr. Nice Guy Studios. Brought to you by WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. This is the Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice. We are here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. I'm just glad to be here, ladies and gentlemen. We are brought to you and sponsored by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. Also on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTees, T-E-E-S. Make sure you enter your promo code Guy Nice. Get your the discount and also show your support for the show. We get some more time on the air. Seeing this how that shit ain't working, that means you ain't doing your part. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. 516-418-5813. That's 516-418-5813. I get a little break right there so you can write it down. You know what I'm saying? And people can ask me the same questions every day, all the time. Say, hey, man, we got a radio show. I do the promo. I do it every night. I at least do it first. I'll make sure I do it, man. If I do the promo, I do it every night, dog. If I'm talking too fast, I'll let you in on the line. You can ask me here, motherfucker. I'm getting paid to do this, man. Don't do that on my off time, man. I'm trying to shoot the shit, talk about bullshit. Tonight, I kind of want to talk about weakness. We can talk about whatever else you may have on your mind. You know what I'm saying? The line's open to y'all at work, check in, all that shit. One more time, the number is 516-418-5813. I want to talk about weakness because it's part of the human affliction, the human condition. As long as you're in this life and you have a body, then you're going to have some form of weakness. Weakness is the most dangerous when you don't know that it exists. There's some things that we all know that, hey, I'm not so great at that. And to be honest with you, my bad, I was like, yeah, I know I'm not great at that, but fuck that. I'm going to focus on this because I know I'm excellent at this, so I'm not going to worry so much about that. But isn't that kind of shortchanging myself? For those of us who think that way, the rest of us, you're out there in the boat with me now, if you should choose to be, but not too many, because it'd be like Titanic should be sinking, and I ain't floating on no door for you. Fuck that. So when you don't necessarily know that you're doing something or that you're not doing something or that you're not performing well at something, that shit to me is detrimental. You know, I say it's more detrimental that you don't know. But I also believe that if one of your pursuits in life is to better yourself, you know, because if people say it all the time, right? If people use that shit as a cop out, I'm guilty too. Like, nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. You know, not perfect. And that's true, man. But shouldn't our life pursuit to be, you know, be in order to improve? Shouldn't it be improvement, making ourselves better? Because you know, we're not striving for perfection either. You know what I mean? But at least trying to become better, trying to improve upon ourselves. A lot of us will look around, like we'll have a problem, and we'll look around and we'll see all the other causes of this problem. But we won't identify our personal influence with the problem. Because if it's your problem, I promise you, you're personally responsible. All of these other things may be true and they may be factors, but they don't fucking matter. You know what I'm saying? If you could change yourself and change your outlook and change your perception and change your attitude, you will change your performance and you even will begin to impact and change those other things around you, or you'll change this situation to where those things are no longer affected. This change may be a catalyst for you to move into your next position or to your next form or to your next opportunity or to your next whatever, you know, springboard. But if we're not taking the time to focus on improvement or weakness, however you may want to look at it, and instead we making excuses and we justifying and explaining it away and also pointing, placing the blame on other people, because this is something that has a large impact in relationships. This is something that has had a large impact on the economy and the social economic structure and foundation of the United States of America. We talked one night on the show here about how America used to be. Yeah, people's attitudes. It wasn't even really just America, but you know what I'm saying? I'll keep my point focused because my knowledge is limited. I'm, you know, not a very smart person. They just think I got a sexy voice, so they put me on this radio show. Try to get your panties moist. So, you factor in that we don't, it's kind of, you don't want to take responsibility. We don't want to take responsibility because that means we have to do something. We live in a society where we complain. That's what we do now. Instead of having the balls or the, you know, the drive, motivation to go and make an impact into something, you know. Even I would say even as much with confrontation too, because confrontation don't got to be something that escalates into a physical thing. You know, confrontation is more like, hey, I saw you do that. That ain't cool. You know what I'm saying? And it's a slippery slope, so I ain't really going to delve too deep into that. You know what I mean? But some things you just know, you know, you should intervene. And maybe you shouldn't even say nothing. You should just intervene. But we don't want to take responsibility because that means we have to do something. And overall, we're lazy. That's a weakness that I have and that I own. You know, as much as in my mind, I feel like I'm doing so much, my output is not, my productivity and my output is not where it should be. Like, yeah, I got another fucking email. I didn't get in trouble for the 420 thing. I got in trouble for some other shit. It's all good, though. You know, because I'm real, 100. I can take the reprimand. You know what I'm saying? You got to be real enough to step up to it and own it. You know, sometimes we got to straighten each other. That's what society is missing. That's essentially what I'm saying. That's what society is missing, us straightening each other. Because today, in order to function, you have to build up a bravado in your own mind. You have to create your own self-image that's greater and grander than all this other shit that exists. That's why everybody's a beast or everybody's a monster or everybody's a king or everybody's a, you know, whatever. You have to supersend all this other shit, you know what I mean? Like, nah, bro. Nah, you're a person. Everybody walking around this motherfucker is a person. That's what we tend to forget while we get caught up and involved in the princes and the Beyoncés and all these other topics and shit that circulate, you know what I'm saying? Because these, like, this man dies and shit, and, like, you know, motherfuckers ain't know him. I wasn't even a fan of the motherfucker, but I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers weren't no fans either. You only know Purple Rain and shit. I ain't never seen Purple Rain. I don't plan on seeing it either, motherfucker. But that's the only shit I know, Prince. You know what I'm saying? I know he did a fucking song for the first Batman movie. I bet y'all forgot that shit, though. But I know he did a song for the first Batman movie. But I ain't no Prince fucking fan, but now everybody is on Prince nuts and shit because he did. You know what I'm saying? It's strange how that happened, right? These people die, and then all of a sudden it's old. But it's people that are dying every day. You know, it's people that are dying in warfare. It's still warfare taking place currently on this planet as we talking right here, ladies and gentlemen. Where's all the rest in peace, whatever, you know? I don't know, man. You know, I mean, I strayed from my point, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's another weakness. You know, you're getting distracted too easily. I got a lot of weaknesses, man. That's kind of how I came to the point. I got a lot of weaknesses, but you know what I'm saying? One of the ones that really gut punched me was that I saw that I'm not as perceptive as I could, should, or have been before. You know what I'm saying? It's always it's bad when you're not good at something and you don't know, but it's doubly bad, in my opinion, when now you're not as good at something as you used to be. You know what I mean? Because it's, once again, reflection of being lazy. I done slacked off. I done stepped away from the table. I'm not polishing my skill. I don't appreciate this gift and talent as much as I should. You know? And I'm a person who understands a lot. Or maybe I know. I would like to profess that I know a lot of things, a lot of random, useless things, you know what I'm saying? But I feel like I also know some valuable things pertaining to life and happiness, you know, just based on my own personal experience. And I feel like when I know it and I've seen it and I've done it and now I'm not doing it anymore, I've diminished its value. Isn't that something that happens to us all, though? Like, we'll have something that we'll get a dope-ass car or a new phone or, you know what I'm saying, even a badass chick or whatever, and then, you know, like, yeah, this was something, I'm all in it, and, you know, 6 months, year, 2 years down the line, that shit ain't new no more. You know what I'm saying? It kind of lost its value. You know what I mean? I know everyone's not like that. I know that everyone's not like that, but a lot of us are. You know what I mean? Let me get some more people in here. Let me get some people in here talking. You know what I'm saying? Get on the line, man. You tired of hearing me? You know, the nice shit with God, nice, man. You got a question to comment? What the fuck going on?
Yeah, cool. Yeah, nice, you know. One of the usual, rolling up, you know. That's you know.
Pass that shit.
No.
Pass. I'm in focus.
What's wrong, though, man?
Number 2-0-0-0-2. Motherfucker.
Shit.
If you smoke that shit, you must pass that shit.
Oh, Red. So what you slacking on, cuz? What you being like?
Man, life. I'm slacking on life, man. I'm a person that I always feel like I could perform better. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
Maybe I have unrealistic expectations for myself, but the reality to me, anyway, let me know if you disagree. The reality to me is that this shit is so limited. You know what I'm saying? Like, not life is limited, but the time is limited, dog. You never get time back. You know what I'm saying? And there's so many things to do. And if you have a family and you have children and you have responsibilities that take up a lot of the amount of time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time is, you know, think about how much of that time you devote to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Probably not as much as you
would
like.
Would you say that time? Would you say that you're a slave to time?
Only, I would say it's a choice that you make. Are you asking me personally? Yeah, at this time, yeah. And I feel like, you know, that's something that is a something that disturbs me, because it's one of the reasons why I kind of stepped outside of that of my happiness. You know what I'm saying?
Would you agree that time is not real and it was made up to distract you from the truth?
Completely. I completely feel like that, because once again, in my experience, let me know if you disagree. I feel like when you're doing it right, time is of no consequence. You know what I'm saying? That shit is completely irrelevant when you're doing it right, because the only thing that matters is this moment. You know what I'm saying? And all that encompasses this moment. It's not about what I got to do next. You know, like that's a lot of the thing that take me out of where I need to be, why my mind will do this shuffle thing. You know what I'm saying? It do that shuffle and then it gets stuck right there. It ain't sharp as it used to be. You know, and that's one of the reasons why I do that shuffle, because I'm always trying to think to the next thing. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing this.
It might not be as sharp
else.
As it used to be. Might not be as sharp as it used to be. Not as shallow as it used to be either.
True. That's what's up. I appreciate that.
I remember having conversations with you, and all we do is skim the surface. But now we can have a conversation, and we going straight to the bottom. Mariana Trench, whatever the fuck it's called. We going straight down to the trench.
Yeah. I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like both of those things are very valuable, though. You know what I'm saying? Because of the limited amount of time that I'm afforded. Now, you know what I'm saying? I'm being obsessive with that time shit. You know what I'm saying? There's a point we already established, like, when you're doing it right, that shit become irrelevant. You know, you put that time out of play. You know, a lot of this shit is just about doing what you're supposed to do. You know, we all want to do this extra shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, let me do it. I got to do this, man. I got to make sure I got this. And it ain't really that difficult, dog. It's pretty basic. You know what I'm saying? And it's all the studying and learning and growing that I've done, that's what I learned, man. The life is pretty basic, man. The best life is a simple life. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no.
And when you're doing what you're supposed to do, then it don't feel like work, and it's not pressure. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's because, like I told you, my mind be trying to move faster. You know what I'm saying? It's going, skipping subjects and skipping things, trying to shuffle. Then I start getting this anxiety. You know what I'm saying? Start getting the build up and shit. Like, oh, man, this shit's coming up, man. What, it got to be like this and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're so that's under the pressure that you're putting on yourself.
Yeah. I got to change this coil again, man. That's pretty depressing. I just changed this coil, dog. Like, this shit's starting to become expensive.
Yeah. That's real shit. That's why you got the plug in, baby. Remember the plug in.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Yeah, this a e-cig though. This a e-juice vaporizer and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. You're talking about the old coil.
Yeah.
You can make your own.
Yeah. Okay. For this one, you could do it, but you still gotta have the setup. You know what I'm saying? Like the coil setup for you to put the wires and shit in it.
Yeah. It got a filter kit too.
Well, the kit, what is this shit called? The atomizer, right? It's like the coil. It's like a battery. You know what I'm saying? In the sense that certain sizes fit certain devices. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the shit that I got, if I wanted to rebuild the coil, I would have to get the rebuildable coil. That's the same fucking whatever. You know. That's kind of one of the reasons why I fell out the shit, man, because it's so, you know, techie and shit.
Intricate and shit.
Right.
My homie got one too, man. He got like a kit that he can change his filters and shit. And all type, got cotton and all type of shit.
Right, right. And them shits blow a lot of cloud and shit. And, you know, people who are really into the shit are fans of that shit. But if you don't, like, if you don't do it right when you're making that coil, bro, that shit'll blow up in your hand. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You fuck around and have a bomb walking around your pocket and shit. I would imagine that may or may not be fact, man. That might be a sticky stat, but
no, I believe you right on about that. You right on about that.
I ain't really a fan of fucking with electricity and stuff. You know what I'm saying? But. To reflect to my point that I was making originally about weaknesses and shit, bro. Like, when I think about this, it just let me know that, bam, you getting more and more lazy, bro. Like, what do you mean? This more shit you got to learn? This little bitty shit right here, this more shit you got to learn? You know? Yeah, and you don't want to do it because it's going to take you time and you need to read some shit. And you know what I mean? Like, nah, come on. What the fuck, bro? If you serious, you know?
Hey, man, people who smoke tend to be impatient.
Yeah,
so, you know,
that's very true.
I don't want to need my cigarette or need to smoke, have my urge. And then I got like, oh shit, I got to change the filter and change my coil. Just to goddamn get my little shot of nicotine. Man, fuck that. I'm finna go buy me some Newport.
I dig that. Bro. That shit done happened to me. I done did it before. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey. But what you said in there that was important to me that I know was for me is that people that smoke tend to be impatient. You know what I'm saying? In this life, having the best life, you know what I'm saying, or enjoying your life, is not something that is attainable for impatient person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not possible. It, like, that's, I feel like that's what people don't understand. Happiness, it does take work. You know what I mean? Like, having happiness is like having a garden, motherfucker. Like, you got to be out there and make sure the soil good.
You
got to
feed happiness,
sure,
man.
Real shit, bro. You have to, man. You have to continue to
tend
that shit.
That's what
the
nice guys here for.
That's right. That's what we try to do, that for each other and also amongst ourselves. But that's one of the things that, you know, is it's like a, like I said before, a gut check. Like, hey, reality check. Hey, wake up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you fall, like, it's like driving, fall asleep at the wheel. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, wake up. What you doing? It's easy to fall asleep and coast through this life. Don't you agree?
I agree. That's what everybody, that's what 85% of people doing right now. Coasting.
I mean, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We all might be doing that now.
Right. And that's one of the things too, bro. Like, it was a lot of things hit me at one time. You know, usually that's just how it is. You open up the floodgates and you fucking drown. So one of the things that hit me too was like, you know, the content of the show is not dynamic. It's boring, bro. We just sitting there bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? Like, there ain't nothing wrong with that, but you know what I mean? It's like motherfuckers just in here, but like, we don't want, it's other shit we could be doing. We don't really want to be here. And I don't want this show to sound like that. I don't want people to get that impression, man. I enjoy being here. You know what I mean? I should appreciate being here. So that's how it comes to call the possibility. Bang, bang.
You know?
He just put all my shit out there, man. Appreciate that, motherfucker. Yeah, hit a motherfucker when he down and shit. I'm going to dig the grave because I'm going to kick me in it. You know what I'm saying? Stop filling up the hole and shit.
You're paid to be here, baby.
That's true. So even with that, it's a certain degree of professionalism that should be involved in. You know what I mean? A certain amount of dedication and organization is necessary. So I'm not an organized person. I don't really... I'm not a great fan of structure. You feel me? But as an adult
disorder.
Person, in a way, you know what I'm saying? I'm not an anarchist and all that type of shit, man. I'm not fuck the world and all that. But
it's either you are or you not. It's either order or disorder.
Well, I guess
there's no gray line. Gray areas for the lazy people.
Dig that. I feel like I've done a great job of illustrating for you that I have become very fucking lazy. I don't understand what's making it so difficult for you to get it. But if that is the line that's drawn, then yeah, I would say that I'm for disorder because I don't feel like any of the order I've ever seen has worked. You know what I'm saying?
And who's like to say that anything will ever work?
Yeah. Right?
You know?
Yeah. Good
just
question.
Just a journey, man.
That's very true. That's very true. I had to remind myself of a lot of things. You know, like Denver's a shock for you. You know what I'm saying? When you go there and you come back and shit, whatever. It's kind of like when you're there, the shit's a blur. You feel me? Run through that shit, dog. Like, it just passes you, dog. It passes you every time, bro. And you come back, and it's like a reality shot. Like, whoa, okay, boom, boom, bop, 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 bop. You know what I'm saying? And through all of them things falling in, not all the dominoes falling down, I had to remind myself of a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's good for me. You know what I'm saying? I feel positive about it moving forward. I feel like I've had a lot of experiences that shown me things that I needed to see. And then I'm also upset with myself that I had the audacity to forget them, you know? Shout out to John Mayer. So what's a weakness that you have that you wish you didn't have?
Oh, man. Man.
for the thousands in attendance and the millions listening all over the world.
It gotta be lush, man.
Yeah, feel that.
Sweetness desire. Of the flesh, man.
Yeah. You know that stem from desire, right?
Yeah.
I'm
old school. I go in and, you know, it becomes a problem.
A very serious problem. I feel like borderline nymphomaniac. You know what I'm saying?
It's a problem for the host.
I mean, hey, shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a threat to society anyway. It needs to be taken seriously. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So.
Yeah, man.
Would you agree that the overt sexual nature of our society kind of fuels that too, though? Isn't that something that a lot of people would? Yeah.
It does. It pushes it. It wants you to.
I agree. What's a weakness that you have to continue to work on every day?
Every day, man. honest to God, weakness, man. I fight it every day, man. Just I gotta continue to be, you know what I'm saying, better than what I used to be. And it's
like not
the way I talk,
shit.
Who I talk to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All that.
All your choices.
Everything.
Yeah, bro said everything. That's his answer. I feel like that's a good answer, man. Okay, a lot of people walk over addicts, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh man, you just addicted, you know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Push them to the side. But I feel like if you are really looking into this shit deeply, you'll see how serious addiction is and also how widespread it could be. Because it's people that become addicted to all types of behaviors. You know what I'm saying? Behavior is addictive. It don't necessarily have to be a substance abuse. It could be an addiction to a behavior. You know what I mean? And it's some of those behaviors are motivated by things that are prevalent in society, like because of reference with lust and the sexuality of the culture and shit, and also self-esteem and body image and shit, you know, that they have these representations of what people are supposed to look like, that they push in the media and they push in these magazines and articles. And people have always said that, and I've always dismissed it, and I've always felt like that was a scapegoat and it was ignorant of people to say, man. But at the same time, you kind of got to give everybody's argument a little bit of weight. You know what I'm saying? There's a line, I feel like, after all my speech earlier and shit. Like, there's a line, I feel like, where you have to start accepting responsibility. You know, everything starts with you. You know what I'm saying? Because no matter what these people are telling you, you should look like or how you should be or who you should be, you know what I'm saying? You still got to make the decision. What's some things that are helpful for you making those decisions every day?
Just thinking about places I want to go, man. Think about my past experiences, man. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to be better, not trying to be back in that corner, man. Cause that corner gets crazy, man.
Yeah, that shit's real. It's dark, it's cold, and it's lonely, motherfucker. That shit's for real. Appreciate you tuning in. Appreciate your input and conversation, as always, cuz, old man. Just a little bit of insight into another one of our brothers' mind. You know what I mean? It's kind of what I want to bring y'all here, man, show you that we all people. We all got weaknesses and things that we strive to fight against every day, man. So if you need help, that's what we're here for. This has been another edition of the Night Shift. I appreciate y'all tuning in, all the love and support, as always, man. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m., sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. The music means time to get the fuck out of here. I see you on the other side. I said